Good morning.
早上好。
It's a real privilege for me to be here with you again.
我今天很荣幸又能够在大家当中。
I've enjoyed each time that I've visited with you and preached to you, and I'm sure the Lord wants to help us together again this morning.
我每一次到这里来都感到很开心，我也求神帮助我们在座的每一位。
As I prayed about what God would have me to speak to you about,
当我在准备今天讲到在为此祷告的时候
He seemed to draw my attention to the book of Colossians
神把我的注意力吸引到新约圣经的哥罗西书上
And I began studying out of the first chapter of the book of Colossians
那在哥罗西书的第一章我有仔细的学习
As I studied in that chapter and as I studied about the book of Colossians,There were several things that began to impress themselves upon my heart.
当我在学习哥罗西书，特别是这个第一章的时候，然后我注意到几件事情。
In the service that follows, we'll be talking about Paul's prayer for the Colossians. That begins in verse 9 and goes through verse 14.
那我今天接下来的讲道就主要集中在在哥罗西书第一章第九节到十四节是保罗的祷告。
But for this service this morning,I want to look at what is found in verse 15.
那早上的这个讲道，我要特别集中注意力在十五节上。
There, Paul says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. That's the way it says it in the English Bible.
在这里面，保罗讲到说，爱子是那不能看见之神的像。
And as the image of the invisible God, that is saying that when we see Jesus, we see God.
那他这么说的意思就是说作为那个不能看见之神的像意思就是说当我们看到耶稣的时候我们就看到了神
We might think about it as a picture. Jesus is the picture of God.
就好像是一幅画像也好照片也好就是耶稣就是神的画像
I'm reminded of a story about a little girl whose father was a soldier.
我想起来有一个小女孩她的父亲是一个士兵
He was actually called to go serve in the military before his daughter was born.
那这个他的父亲在女儿出生之前就出征了。
And so she'd never seen her father.
所以这小女孩生下来以后没有见过她的父亲。
Across the early years of her life, her mother would show her father's picture and say, "That's your father."
那当然，她从小的时候，妈妈就给她看她父亲的照片，就给她看说，这个就是你的爸爸。
And so day after day, she would see the picture.Of her father, but she'd never really seen the father in reality.
所以呢，这个小女孩从小长大，看到都是爸爸的照片，然后呢，但是她从来没有见过爸爸本人。
But one day he came home from his military service.
那但是有一天，这个爸爸回来了。
And when he walked in the door of the house, and a little girl saw him for the first time, she was amazed.
那当这个爸爸进门的时候，这个小女孩第一次看见爸爸的样子，她很惊奇。
And she said, "Mama." That man, same as that picture.
然后他就说，哎，妈妈，这个人长得跟那个爸爸的照片一模一样。
There's a very real sense in which when we see Jesus, we see the God that we serve.
所以这就是同样的，当我们看到耶稣的时候，我们就是看到我们所服侍的那位神。
Many of the religions of the world have images of their God.
这个世界上有很多的宗教，他们的神都是有像的。
Their images are often in temples, or they may have a little image in their home.
不管是在庙宇里，还是在这些信徒的这些家里，都有神像。
But Christianity is different.
但是基督教却不同。
The Bible very clearly says that no man has ever seen God at any time.
因为这个圣经上很清楚地告诉我们说，没有，从来没有一个人见过神的面。
In John chapter 1, verse 18, this is specifically stated.
特别是在约翰福音第一章十五节就是这样讲到。
It says there, no man has seen God at any time.
说从来没有人看见神。
The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, has declared him.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
And that's saying the way we see our God.Is in the person of Jesus.
所以意思也就是告诉我们说，我们想要看到神的话，就要从耶稣身上来看到他。
So the Apostle Paul is saying almost exactly the same thing in Colossians.
所以在哥罗西书上，保罗也是讲了同样的话。
He is saying Jesus is the picture, the image of God.
所以说耶稣就是神的那个像，神的这个画像。
Now, unfortunately, we can't see Jesus.
但是不幸的是，我们现在也没有办法亲眼看到耶稣了。
He was here in this world for 33 years.
他曾经在这个世上生活了33年。
And then they nailed him to a cross, and he was buried in the tomb.
然后后来他们就把他钉在十字架上，然后他又被埋葬了。
When he arose from that tomb, he appeared to several of his disciples.
当他从死里复活之后，向他的门徒显现。
Then he went back to heaven. He said, "I'm going to prepare a place for you."
然后他就后来就升天了，回到天上，然后说为要我们给我们预备地方。
And when that place is ready, I'll come back and get you and bring you to where I am.
然后耶稣说，当我们预备好的时候，我就会再来接你们，带你们与我同在。
But God knew that we would still need to know who He was.
但是神知道，在这段过程当中，我们仍然需要知道神的样，神到底是什么样的。
So he inspired that the Bible be written to help us understand who God is.
所以神就启示写下了圣经，让我们能够明白神到底是什么样的形象。
That's one of the reasons why reading your Bible on a regular basis is so important to a Christian.
这也是为什么对于一个基督徒来说，经常的读圣经对我们是很重要的。
That's why reading the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, is so important.
而且这也同时是为什么读四福音书马太、马可、路加、约翰是很重要的。
Because in those Gospels, we see what Jesus did, and we see the picture of God.
因为在这些福音书里，我们看到耶稣的所作所为，我们就看到神的形象。
So today, I would like to look at several different passages from the Gospels.
所以我今天呢，要从这个四福音书当中看几处经圣经。
And I would like to show you what those passages say to us about God.
然后想帮你们明白说这几处圣经让我们看到神的形象是什么样的。
I'd like to begin by saying that as we look at the New Testament, it shows us the fact that God is a God of mercy.
那我首先要说，当我们看到这个耶稣的所作所为，看到神的形象的时候，神让我们彰显的看到的是神的恩慈。
Jesus was often resisted and rejected by the scribes and Pharisees.
耶稣在世的时候，常常是遭到这个文士和法利赛人的弃绝。
The leaders and many of the people of the country were resistant to him.
当时的那些领袖并不接纳他。
They didn't believe him. They rejected his teaching.And they resisted everything he tried to do.
他们不相信他，然后也不接受他的教导，他的所作所为，他们都不以为然。
But in Matthew chapter 23, verse 37, we see Jesus' response to these people.
但是在我们在马太福音里看到耶稣是怎么回应的。
Most of the time, when people reject you, you tend to reject them.
因为常常我们的反应是，当别人拒绝接纳我们的时候，我们就也不接纳对方。
But with Jesus, it was very, very different.
但是耶稣的反应却不同。
Listen to what he says. He says, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you've killed the prophets."
那是在马太福音二十三章三十七节，耶稣说：“耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知。
”You have stoned those that were sent to you.
又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。
And I would have gathered you and your children as a hen gathers her chickens.
我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下。
She gathers them under her wings, but you would not.
只是你们不愿意。
So Jesus is saying, I wanted to reach out to you, but you wouldn't.
耶稣在这里说的是，我想要聚集你们，我想要让你们到我这里来，但是你们不愿意。
But in spite of the fact that they rejected him, his mercy still went out to them.
就是说虽然这些人一直的拒绝他，但是耶稣的这个怜悯仍然向他们伸展。
There were times in all of our lives when we rejected the claims of Jesus Christ.
我们人生当中都曾经有过那段时间，就是我们不接纳耶稣的教导。
But in spite of our rejection, God's mercy was extended to us.
虽然我们一直的拒绝，但是神的怜悯还是临到我们。
We can look a little further in Luke chapter 23 and verse 33.
如果我们继续看路加福音二十三章三十三节的。
And there we see the culmination of Jesus' life.
我们在这里看到耶稣这个生活，这个在世生活的到了一个顶峰。
The ones who've hated him have caught him, and they're going to crucify him on a cross.
那些恨恶他的人把他抓了起来，而且将要把他钉在十字架上。
And as he hangs there on the cross in pain and anguish, he still is a merciful God.
就在他被钉在十字架上受尽痛苦的时候，他仍然是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
As you read these verses, you hear him praying in verse 34, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they do.
当耶稣在十字架上的时候，他祷告说，父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
So these people hated him so badly that they crucified him.
这些人这么讨厌他，憎恶他，以至于要把他钉在十字架上。
But rather than hating them back, he loved them and prayed for them.
但是耶稣却没有以怨报怨，他仍然是爱他们，而且还为他们祷告。
So as we look at this picture of Jesus' life, we see that God is a God of mercy.
当我们看到耶稣的这些充满怜悯的行为的时候，我们就知道我们的神是一位蛮有怜悯的神。
God is not only a God of mercy, but is a God of concern for individual people.
神不仅是一位蛮有怜悯的神，而且神是关爱每一个人。
Jesus was a Jew, but in his country there was a community of people called Samaritans.
耶稣他是一个犹太人，但在他们居住的那个地方有一群人叫做撒玛利亚人。
And those Samaritans lived rather in the center of the country.
这个撒玛利亚人居住的地方刚好是在犹太人居住地方的大概中心的位置。
So if you were going to get from the upper part of the country to the lower or the other way, you had to pass through their land.
所以如果你要想从犹太人居住的地方从北到南或者从南到北的话，总是要经过那一片地方的。
But because the Jews hated the Samaritans so badly, they wouldn't even cross their land.
可是呢，犹太人非常讨厌撒玛利亚人，就甚至都不愿意路过他们的村庄。
They would cross the Jordan River, go up on the other side, and then cross back into their own country.
他们宁可绕一个大远，他们先从过了约旦河，然后到这个撒玛利亚地的这个东边，然后绕过撒玛利亚以后，再过约旦河，再回到这个犹大地。
That added several miles to their trip.
这个旅程就加长了很多。
And the longer trip was because of their hatred for those people.
他们就是因为恨这些撒玛利亚人，宁可多走几里路。
But Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he was going to Galilee.And he said, I've got to go through Samaria.
那个时候耶稣呢，他在耶路撒冷，他要去加利利，就是到北边去。那他就说，我要必经过撒玛利亚。
We won't read all the verses, but the story is found in John chapter 4, verses 4 through 26.
那我们不会念所有的经节，但是这个故事是在记载在约翰福音里第四章到二十六章。
I'll just tell you a little bit of that story.
那我就在这里大概讲一讲。
Jesus goes through the land of Samaria and stops at a well.
那耶稣呢就经过撒玛利亚地，然后停在一个地方，那边有一口井。
The wells were usually somewhere near a town.
那通常这个井都是在一个城镇的外边。
And the people would come out to and bring water pots to take home water for their family.
那个时候的人都是从城里出来，然后再到井边打水，打了水以后再带回去。
They usually came to get their water in the morning because the need started at the beginning of the day.
那常常人们是一大清早就去打水，这样一天才有水用。
Jesus got there about noon, and he sat on the wall around the well.
那个耶稣到那个井边的时候，大概是在中午的时候，然后他就坐在这个井台上。
His disciples went into the nearby village to get something to eat.
那他的这个门徒呢，就到周围的这个城市去找，看看有没有东西可以买来吃。
While they were in the village, a woman came to the well in the middle of the day.
那这些门徒去找东西吃了，这个时候有一个撒玛利亚的妇人出来，这个在中午的时候来打水。
This is very unusual because most everyone came in the morning.
这个就很不寻常，因为通常人们都是在一早上就来打水的。
As we read a little more about the story, we find out why that woman came in the middle of the day.
如果你继续往下读的话，你就会发现她中午来打水的缘故。
Her life was filled with sin.
她生活在一个罪恶中。
She had had five husbands.
她有过五个丈夫。
And she was living with a man who was not her husband.
然后现在跟她生活在一起这个男人不是她的丈夫。
It's undoubtedly true that part of the reason she didn't come early when the other women were there was she didn't want to be talked about by them.
所以我们很容易就看到说她不想早上来，然后跟其他的人一起打水，会被人家指指点点，她宁可中午来。
So she came in the middle of the day, and here is this man who is obviously Jewish sitting on the wall of the well.
那所以这个撒玛利亚夫人来打水的时候，就看到这个一个犹太人的男人坐在这个井边。
And Jesus asked her if she would give him a drink.
那这个时候耶稣就问他能不能给他水喝。
You can almost see the woman step back and say, "Why are you, a Jew, asking a drink from me? I'm a Samaritan."
那这个你可以想象，这个妇人她会说，你一个犹太人，干嘛问我一个撒玛利亚的女人要水喝呢？
Your people don't have anything to do with our people.
你们犹太人不是很讨厌撒玛利亚人吗？干嘛叫问我呢？
And Jesus said to her, "If you knew who was asking, you would ask me for a drink."
那耶稣就说，如果你知道问你要水喝的是谁，你就会反过来问我要了。
She didn't understand that Jesus was the Son of God.
那当然，这个女人她并不知道耶稣是神的儿子。
And she said, "You couldn't give me a drink. The well's deep, and you don't have anything to draw with."
这女人就笑话他说你哪里有水给我喝，这个井那么深，你又没有东西可以打水上来。
Jesus looked at her and said, "I could give you something that would make you so you wouldn't be thirsty."
那耶稣说，我所赐你的水要你喝了以后会永远不渴。
He wasn't talking about giving her physical water.
当然耶稣所说的就不是我们所看到的，就是这个物质的这个水而已。
He was talking about giving her spiritual drink that would satisfy her heart.
耶稣所讲的是那个，就是灵里的那个水，能够满足她灵里面的饥渴。
Her quick response was, "Oh, give it to me."
那这个女人马上就回答说，那给我呀。
Jesus said, "Go get your husband."
那耶稣说，去把你的丈夫也叫来。
And she said, "I don't have any."
然后女人就说，我没有丈夫。
And then Jesus showed that he knew about her.And he said, "You've had five, and the one you have now is not your husband."
那耶稣就说，耶稣就让他知道说，他了解他说，你有五个丈夫，但是现在和你在一起的并不是你的丈夫。
You can see the woman back up as she says, "You must be a prophet."
那这个女人肯定一下子就变得更加警觉了，说啊，那你一定是个先知。
Jesus revealed himself to her.
那耶稣就把他自己的身份显给她。
He showed her that he was the Messiah, the Son of God.
然后让他知道他就是那位弥赛亚，就是神的儿子。
And he said, "I can give you something to drink that will satisfy your spiritual thirst."
所以耶稣说，我可以给你这个属灵上的水，让你的里面能够永远不渴。
By the time this story is done, the woman is forgiven, and she's gone back to the village and brought her friend.
那这个故事到最后的时候呢，这个妇人的罪得到了赦免，她跑回去要叫所有的人都来。
And many of them believed on Jesus just like she did.
当她把亲戚朋友都叫来看到耶稣的时候，这些人也都相信，就像她一样。
It's amazing to see that Jesus was interested enough in one person, one messed up lady.To say, "I've got to go through Samaria."
那你可以看到神耶稣，他真的是他在意这个撒玛利亚的妇人，然后以至于说我一定要经过撒玛利亚那个地方。
There's another story in the New Testament that illustrates the same personal interest that Jesus had.
那另外一个新约圣经里的故事也告诉我们，神真的是他顾念这个每一个人。
That story is found in Luke chapter 8, verses 22-39.
那这个故事是在路加福音第八章22-39节。
Again, the story is too long to read it all to you. You can mark it and read it at home if you'd like.
你可以记下来，然后回家自己去读。
But in that story, Jesus says to his disciples, "Let's go to the other side of the Sea of Galilee."
那在这个故事里，耶稣跟门徒讲说，我们可以渡到湖，就是加利利海那边去。
The people on this side were Jews, whichJesus was a Jew, and the people on the other side were Gentiles.
那这个加利利湖这边，他们所在的这边是这个犹太人，然后过了湖的对岸就变成是外邦人的地方了。
And again, the Jews didn't have anything to do with the Gentiles.
当然，我们都知道这个犹太人是很看不上外邦人的。
But Jesus cared about people.
但是耶稣他顾念每一个人。
And so he says to his disciples, "Let's go to the other side."
所以他就跟他的门徒说，我们渡到湖那边去。
When it got to the other side, they were met by a scary person who was possessed with evil spirit.
然后当他们到了那边去的时候，就碰到一个人，这个人是被鬼附身的，是很可怕的一个。
He didn't have on any clothes. He'd been cast out of the town.
这个人不穿衣服，然后也不住在这个房子里，就已经被这个别人都给弃绝了。
He lived in a cave on the hillside. They tried to chain him, and he'd broken the chain.
他那这些就是当地的人想把他用链子锁起来，也锁不住。然后他就住在这个山边的坟墓里。
And when the boat that Jesus was in came up to the beach, this man came running down to meet them.
那当耶稣他们上了岸的时候，这个人就迎面跑过来了。
He had probably come like this many times before and scared people away.
我想从前他可能也这样做过，然后他每次这样跑过来的时候，大概那些人都被吓跑了。
But this time, the boat didn't leave.
但是这一次呢，就是他过来以后，这些人并没有离开。
And Jesus stepped out of that boat and confronted that poor man.
然后这个耶稣就来到他的面前。
To make a long story short,The man was just filled with demons.
那这个长话短说，这个人身上就是有被很多的鬼附了。
But Jesus was always more powerful than demons.
但是耶稣他有权柄，他永远都比那些鬼更有能力。
And he commanded all of those demons to come out of that man.
所以他就命令那些鬼都出来。
The demons went into a herd of pigs that were feeding just up the road.Up the way a little way.
那那些鬼出来以后呢，就跑到那个在周围有一群吃正在吃食的猪，就跑到那些猪身上。
There were enough demons in that man that 2,000 pigs ran down and drowned themselves in the lake.
那个人身上有那么多的鬼，当这些鬼跑到那个猪身上的时候，有2000多头猪就冲到悬崖下面淹掉到湖里淹死了。
That man had obviously been very, very badly under the control of Satan.
那我们可以想象当时之前那个人是多么那个痛苦在这个魔鬼的权势的控制之下。
When the people of the village heard that their pigs were dead, they came to see what was happening.
那的这个城里人听说这些猪都到湖里淹死了，他们就来看怎么回事。
And when they got there, they found this man clothed in his right mind, seated at the feet of Jesus.
当这些人出来的时候，就看见那个鬼所 离开的那个人穿着衣服，心里明白，坐在耶稣的脚前。
They knew how bad he'd been when he was under the control of the demon.
他们从前都知道这个被鬼附的人从前是什么样子的。
And if some other person had come who had more power than those demons, they were scared of him.
那当这个人来，这个人呢，能把这些这么厉害的鬼都赶走，那他们就很怕这个更有能力的这个人。
So instead of worshiping Jesus or loving Jesus, they said, "Please, please leave."
所以呢，他们不但没有爱他来敬拜他，反而说你赶快走，离开我们这个地方。
So Jesus got back in the boat, and they turned around and started to leave.
所以当耶稣呢，就又回到船上，调转头就要回到犹大地去。
Only one man out of all of that village got help from Jesus.
那这个整个这个城市这个村庄只有一个人得到了耶稣的帮助。
But Jesus came all the way across the Sea of Galilee for that one man.
但是为了这一个人，耶稣愿意坐着船从加利利湖的这边一直到那边来帮助他。
That man wanted to go with Jesus, but Jesus said, "No, you go tell your people what great things God has done for you."
这个人本来想跟着耶稣一起，但是耶稣说不要，你留下来，你回家去传说神为你做了何等大的事。
Both of these stories from the life of Jesus show us that the God we serve is a God who is concerned about individual people.
所以这两个故事都告诉我们，这个我们所服侍的这位神，他是顾念我们每一个人的。
I don't know how many people are in the service here this morning.
我不知道今天在我们当中有多少人。
But I do know this. I know God is interested in you as an individual.
但是我知道神对你们每一个人，你这个个人，他有心意，他关心你。
God cares about each one of us personally.
神顾念我们每一个人，单独的这一个人。
On several occasions, Jesus showed his mighty power.
然后还有几次耶稣显出他的能力来。
We see his power on display when he raised Lazarus from the dead.
我们看到当耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活的时候，他大有能力。
That story is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 11.
这个故事是在约翰福音十一章。
You remember that Lazarus had been in the grave 4 days.
你如果记得这个故事的话，那时候当耶稣来的时候，拉撒路已经死了4天了。
But Jesus called him out of that grave and proved he was more powerful than death.
但是耶稣叫他，他就从坟墓里出来，从死里复活，让我们能够看到耶稣的能力能够胜过死亡。
On more than one occasion, Jesus proved he had power over the elements of nature.
那也不止一次，耶稣让我们看到他的能力也胜过这个自然界的能力。
He was in the boat with his disciples when they were on a stormy sea.
当他跟他的门徒在船上的时候，起大风暴。
They were afraid they were going to die.
那个时候他的门徒都觉得他们快要死了，船要翻了。
But Jesus said, "Peace, be still," and the storm stopped.
但是当耶稣说平静了吧，这个风暴就没有了。
There are two of those stories in the New Testament. One is found in Mark chapter 4, verse 39, and the verses around that.
那有两个故事，一个是在马可福音第四章，在三十九节附近。
And the other is found in Matthew chapter 8.Verses 23 to 27.
那另外一处是在马太福音第八章二十三到二十七节。
Jesus proved that he not only had power over death, but he had power over the elements of nature.
所以耶稣向我们显现，他不仅有能力能够胜过死亡，而且能够胜过这个自然界的这个力量。
Jesus proved that he had the power to meet the needs of people.
而且耶稣也让我们看到，他有能力满足我们的需要。
One time he had a group of people who had been following him all day.
有一次有一群人跟了他一天。
And when they came to the evening, the disciples said, Lord, let them go. They need to get something to eat.
等到天快黑的时候，这个门徒就来跟他说，说主啊，你让他们回家去吧，他们得要吃饭了。
And Jesus said, you give them something to eat.
那耶稣说，你们可以给他东西吃。
And so, Lord, all we've got is five little loaves of bread and two fish.
那这些门徒最后说，我们就一共只有五个饼，两条鱼而已。
A lunch that was...The right size for a boy.
是一个小男孩的午餐。
Jesus said, "Bring it to me."
那耶稣说把它拿过来。
And the boy gave his lunch to Jesus.
那这个男孩就把他的午餐给了耶稣。
And Jesus told his disciples to have the people sit down in groups.
那耶稣就让他的门徒使这些跟随他的人就是按一组一组的坐下。
And then he began to break those loaves of bread and the fish and give them to the disciples.
然后呢，这个时候他就把这些鱼和饼都掰开，然后递给他的门徒。
And the disciples began to give to the people.
然后这些门徒就把这些饼和鱼传给那群人。
I don't know where the miracle happened.
我也不知道在这个过程当中是哪一个环节这个奇迹发生的。
I don't know if the loaves of bread got bigger.
是这个饼越变越大呢？
I don't know if the fish grew in size.
还是这个鱼也变大个了？
But I know this much, when Jesus was done, everybody had eaten and everybody was full.
但是我们所知道的就是这个传来传去传到最后每个人都能吃饱。
That story is found in John chapter 6 verses 1 to 14.
这个故事是在约翰福音第六章第一节到十四节。
Again, it shows us that Jesus had power over all of the elements that fill our lives.
这再一次的让我们看见耶稣的能力大过我们周围生活的环境。
He had power over sickness and death.
他的能力也能够胜过疾病和死亡。
He had power over the elements of nature.
能够胜过自然界的力量。
He had power to supply their physical needs.
能够满足人们的需要。
And then there are just too many stories to tell this morning of Jesus healing people's physical needs.
那当然，圣经里还记载了很多耶稣医治有病的人的故事。
You remember there were times when he touched eyes that were blind and made them see.
你记不记得那个他摸那个？这个瞎眼人的眼睛，然后使他能够看见。
He touched a hand that was withered and made it straight.
然后摸到那个萎缩的一个人的萎缩的手，然后让他这个手可以复原。
He touched a woman touched him who had had a disease all of her life, and she was healed.
然后有一个女人，这个患病患了十几年，然后摸了耶稣的衣服的边，就得痊愈。
We could go on and on telling stories because Jesus' ministry was full of healing.
我们可以一直讲这样的故事，因为耶稣在世的服事的这些年，他一直都在医治人。
My point is this: that Jesus shows us that God has the power to meet the needs of our lives.
我今天要讲这些的目的，就是让我们能够看见，说耶稣他代表的是神的像，他的所有的这些能力，让我们知道说神有能力满足我们生活中每一份需要。
We live in a modern society.
我们生活在一个现代的社会。
And we found a lot of ways to meet our own needs.
我们自己有很多的方法来满足我们的需要。
And we as people have become very proud of ourselves and sometimes feel like we don't need God.
以至于我们觉得自己很有能力，很满足，我们不需要神。
But I want to tell you today, God has ways of reminding us how much we need Him.
但是我今天要告诉你，神有办法让你发现你还是很需要他的。
I want to tell you this morning that God has the power to meet the needs of your life.
那我同时也要告诉你，神他有能力满足你生活中的需要。
I could be here a long time telling you of how God has met my needs personally.
如果我要讲的话，我可以在那讲一天，神是怎么满足我自己个人生活中的需要的。
Jesus is the image or the picture of God, and that God is a powerful God.
耶稣是那不能看见之神的像，而这位神是那一个很大有能力的神。
Often when people are important and powerful, they don't care about little things.
很多时候，一个人如果他有权有势的话，那一些小事情他会不在意的。
Their interest in the big and important things of life makes the little things seem unimportant.
那他们所想的都是那些又大又重要的事情，所以在生活中的小事对他们来说很多时候就变得不重要了。
But Jesus showed that he was interested in the personal needs of people in their everyday lives.
但是耶稣他让我们看到的是说他关心我们生活中的即便是小事。
Just after Jesus had fed the 5,000 people,
如果你去问那些因为吃到那个五个饼和两条鱼得了饱足的人，然后在这个事情完了之后，耶稣就对他的门徒说：“你们上船去，坐到那个到湖的那边去。”
而
耶稣说：“我要到山上先去祷告。”
So the disciples got in their boat and left for the other side.
那这些门徒呢就上了船，然后要到湖那边去了。
It was night, and so they began sailing to the other side when the darkness had fallen.
那个时候天已经黑了，然后所以他们在湖上的时候是晚上。
As they got partway across about the middle of the night, a terrible storm came up.
那这个船行到一半，在湖中间的时候就起了风暴。
Jesus is not there.
那个时候耶稣并没有跟他们一起在船上。
They were doing their very best to pull the oars of their boat.
那这些人就想尽办法尽力这个摇橹想要把这个船稳定下来。
And their goal was to get safely to the other side.
为的就是能够平安的到湖的那边去。
Jesus was up in the mountain praying.
那个时候耶稣在岸上在山上在祷告。
But that didn't stop him from caring about his disciples.
这个时候并不，但是他并没有停止关心他的门徒。
And when they found themselves in the worst part of the storm,
当这个门徒发现他们这个风暴，他们快要应付不了的时候
，Jesus came walking on the waves to get to them.
这个耶稣呢，就在海面上，就在这个湖水上行走，要到他们那边去。
And when he got into their boat, he spoke peace to the storm.
那当他上了船以后就这个命令这个风浪停止住。
I'm glad to tell you today that in the darkest and most difficult times of your life, Jesus will be there.
我很高兴地告诉你，当你的人生中也在经历一个非常剧烈的风暴的时候，耶稣也在你的生命当中。
I don't know if you ever sing this song, but there's a beautiful song that talks about this.
我不知道你们有没有唱过这首歌，这首歌就讲的是这样的情形。
It says, standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus.
这个歌里唱到说，当你在黑暗中的时候，你会找到耶稣。
He's a friend who always cares and understands.
他是一个时常关心也能够明白你的朋友。
Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him.
当你在黑暗中的时候，你可以找到他。
And you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand.
因为你可以认得出来他手上的钉痕。
The point of that song is that God doesn't run away when the troubles come.In our lives.
这首歌里唱到的实际上就是当我们的人生遇到困难遇到风暴的时候神并没有离开我们。
He comes to us in those times of trouble to be stand with us and meet our needs.
当我们在遇到这些困难的时候神在我们的生命里他会来满足我们一切的需要。
As we read about the life of Jesus, we see him being very sympathetic to people.
当我们在看到耶稣这些生平的记载的时候我们也会发现他是蛮有怜悯。
We live in a society that often doesn't care much about people.
我们现在生活的这个社会，很多时候我们对人缺少这个怜悯之心。
In time to time I'll read a story or on the internet or hear about someone being hurt or suffering and people just walking by.
那不管是在新闻里或者是在网上，你常常能够看到故事，就是说当别人在有一些人在受苦，在遇到困难的时候，有很多人就视而不见，就走开了。
Big cities where there are lots of people, people just kind of keep to themselves and don't get involved in other people's problems.
特别是很多时候在大城市里，人非常的多，每个人都想只顾及到自己的需要，没有伸出手来去帮助周围的人。
But I want to tell you today that Jesus showed us clearly that he was not like that.
但是我想告诉你说，耶稣在他的所作所为上让我们看到他完全不是这样的。
He had the wonderful power we talked about a moment ago.
我们刚才讲到他是大有能力的。
But he had very personal interest and sympathy for people.
但是同时他又是真的是蛮有关，对人蛮有关爱，蛮有怜悯的。
I don't know if it reads this way in the Chinese Bible or not, but the shortest verse in the English Bible, in the English New Testament, is John chapter 11, verse 35. It says, Jesus wept.
我不知道这个中文圣经是怎么样，这个英文圣经当中最短的一节就是约翰福音11章35节，耶稣哭了。
The story in which that verse appears is a very interesting one.
这个圣经出现的这个当中的这个故事是很有意思的。
There in John chapter 11, we read about a friend of Jesus by the name of Lazarus dying.
那在约翰福音十一章里讲到故事，就是耶稣的一个朋友叫拉撒路，他快死了。
Lazarus had two sisters, Mary and Martha.
这个拉撒路有两个妹妹，一个叫马大，一个叫玛利亚。
They were all good friends of Jesus.
那这三个兄妹呢，都是耶稣的好朋友。
But when Lazarus got sick, Jesus wasn't there.
但是这个拉撒路生病的时候呢，耶稣当时并不在。
They tried to get word to Jesus, but they couldn't get it quickly, and Lazarus died.
那他们派人去告诉耶稣，但是呢，就是因为路程的缘故，耶稣没有来之前，拉撒路就死了。
By the time Jesus got there, Lazarus had been dead and in the grave 4 days.
当耶稣到那里的时候，拉撒路已经死了，并且埋葬了四天了。
When Jesus comes up on that scene, he sees not only Mary and Martha, but many of their friends, and they're all weeping and crying.
所以当耶稣到那里的时候，他看到不仅是马大和玛利亚，还有他们所有的亲戚朋友在那里，真是痛哭伤心。
And that's where this verse comes.
这也就是刚才那一节圣经出现的地方。
They were crying, and Jesus cried with them.
所以这些人在伤心痛哭的时候，耶稣也哭了。
Now the interesting thing is, Jesus knew before he ever came that he was going to call Lazarus back to life.
但是你要想到说，耶稣他是知道的，在他看到这个情形的时候，他是知道他有能力叫拉撒路从死里活过来。
So in only a few moments, Jesus is going to say, "Show me where the grave is." And he's going to call him back.
因为这个故事下面很快就是耶稣问他们说这个坟墓在哪里，然后耶稣就把他从死里复活。
So why did Jesus weep with them?
所以耶稣明明知道说再过大概十几分钟拉撒路就能活过来，那他为什么和他们一起哭呢？
I'll tell you why he wept.
我告诉你为什么。
Because he's a God of sympathetic understanding.
因为他是一位同情我们、明白我们心里的神。
If it bothers you, it bothers him.
如果这件事情使你心里难过困扰，也会让他难过困扰。
If you're concerned about it, he's concerned about it.
如果你担心这件事情，他也会关心。
Hebrews chapter 4, verses 15 and 16, very important verses.
希伯来书第四章十四十五节是很重要的一节圣经。
I want to read those verses to you.
我要给你们读这一处圣经。
It says, we...do not have a high priest that can't be touched with the feelings of our infirmities.
因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
But he was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin.
他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Then verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace.
十六节，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前。
That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
为要得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
That verse is saying God understands the needs of your life.
这一处圣经告诉我们，神明白你在生活中的需要。
And that sympathetic God invites you to bring those needs to Him.
所以这位满有怜悯的神请邀请你把你的需要带到他的面前来。
Yes, He has great power.
是没错，他有很大的能力。
Yes, He is far above us.
他是远超过我们的神。
But one of the things that this picture of Jesus shows us is that God is a sympathetic God.
但是在这里，我们从耶稣身上看到的神的像，就是神是那位满有怜悯的神。
I have no idea what the Chinese word for compassion is.
这个中文很难翻哈，这个 compassion 就是有一个同理心。
But the meaning of our word is that a person understands and helps with the needs of another person.
这个英文的解释是，就是说，当看到别人有需要的时候，你能够理解、明白他的需要，而且能够帮助他。
For example, if you see a little child that fell down and scraped his knee on the sidewalk, you say, "Oh, let me help you."
那就好像你看到一个小孩子在这个路边摔倒了，然后把膝盖蹭破了，你会说，哎，我来帮帮你。
You have compassion on that child.
也就是说，你对这个孩子有同理心。
If you have a pet that gets its chain tangled up or its the lead that you put on it tangled up, you say, "Oh, let me help you."
那如果一个你养的这条狗，它的那个绳那个系的那个绳子都缠在一起，弄在它身上，弄得它动不了，你会说，哎，我来帮你把它弄开。
But you have compassion on them.
你对他们有不仅仅是同情了，就是有一个明白他的那个处境的那个感受。
There are examples of that in the life of Jesus.
那耶稣的生活里也有这样的榜样。
There's a very interesting story in the first part of the Gospel of John that talks about this.
这个是一个很有意思的故事，是出现在这个约翰福音里。
John chapter 2 verses 1 to 11 tells us the story of Jesus' very first miracle.
那这个约翰福音第二章第一节第十一到第十一节讲到耶稣所行的第一个神迹。
In that story, a young couple is getting married.
在这个故事里面，有一对年轻人结婚了。
And they invite Jesus and his disciples to come to their wedding.
那这个婚礼上也邀请了这个耶稣和他的门徒们。
And Jesus comes.
那耶稣就来了。
When they get to the wedding meal, something bad happens.
那这个在婚宴当中发生了一件很糟糕的事情。
This young couple has tried their best to make provision for the food and the drink for the wedding meal.
当然这个新婚夫妇尽力来预备，然后预备好食物，然后吃的喝的来准备招待这些客人。
But they didn't provide enough.
那可惜，但是预备的不够。
After the service this morning, we'll have a nice meal over here. Wouldn't it be something if you got down to the inn and they said, "Sorry, we didn't make enough"?
那我们今天一会儿一起吃中午饭。那你有没有想过，如果等你排到的时候，大家跟你说，对不起，已经分光了，没有你的了。
That would be very embarrassing to the person who's supposed to be fixing the meal today, wouldn't it?
那对那个可能预备饭食的人会觉得很不好意思。
The last time I was here, John fixed the meal, and he fixed plenty for everybody.
那我上次在这儿的时候应该是庄仁军做饭，他做的足够多，我们都有吃到。
But this young couple didn't make enough.
可是这个婚宴上这对夫妇他们预备的不够多。
And when that became clear, Jesus' mother came to him and said, "They don't have enough."
所以当这个事情发生的时候呢，耶稣的母亲就来跟他讲说，他们东西不够了。
Now this is not some big life and death issue.
当然这不是一个什么生死关头的大事。
This is not a terrible storm where somebody's about to be drowned.
也不是一个好像在海上遇到风暴快要淹死了这样的情形。
This is not some awful sickness that somebody needs to be healed of.
也不是一个那个垂危的病人需要得到医治拯救。
This is not a group of heartbroken people who've lost a loved one to death.
也不是那个就是伤痛欲绝的这个失去亲人的那些人。
This is a simple little incident in the life of some very young people.
应该说这只是一对年轻人生活当中出现的一个很就是很比较这个为难的事情。
The worst thing about it is the embarrassment.
最差不过就是说有点丢脸而已。
Jesus comes to their rescue.
但是耶稣在这里帮助了他们。
He says, "Go fill the water pots with water."
耶稣就对那些仆人说，把这些缸里装满水。
I don't think that would be too hard a job.
那装水应该不是很困难。
But when they came back with the water pots full of water, Jesus said, "Now dip out and take it to the person in charge and let them taste it."
那他们当他们把这些装满水的这个缸拿过来的时候，耶稣就说：“你舀一勺，舀一勺，然后去给那些去让这个掌管这个酒水的人去尝一下。”
In my mind, I can almost see those servants that were supposed to do that saying, "Not me, I'm not taking it."
你可以想象那个做这些事的仆人说：“我才不要干这事儿呢。”
I don't want them to think that I'm just giving them water to drink.
那我拿了这个水去给那个管宴席的人尝，我不是要碰到麻烦了吗？
But the truth was that Jesus had done his very first miracle.
可是事实上，在这里，耶稣已经行了他的第一个神迹。
He had come to a situation where some young people were embarrassed.
他在这里面，这一对年轻的夫妇就是要没面子、要丢脸的时候，耶稣也来救他们。
And he cared enough about those young people that he stepped into that situation and helped them with their need.
就是他关心他真的是关心他们。当他们真有需要的时候，耶稣就来满足他们的需要。
That picture of Jesus shows us that God is not just some far off, distant, powerful God who kind of frowns on the whole world.
我们在这里看到耶稣所代表的神的形象，就是神不是那一位好像非常有权柄、非常有能力，但是却很冷漠、离我们很远的神。
I would say to you this morning that that God that Jesus showed us about is a God who is very near and very interested in every single one of us.
耶稣所让我们看到的这位神的形象，就是那位关爱我们每一个人，真的是离我们很近的，就在我们身边的那位神。
I came from a large family.
我生长在一个大家庭里。
There were six children in our family.
那我一共有六个弟兄姐妹。
My father taught at a Bible college.
啊，一共有五个。然后我的父亲在一个圣经学院教书。
He did not make a big salary.
他并不是收入很多。
So life was often very, very difficult.
所以对我们来说，我们生活的并不富裕。
There were often times when we didn't have things that we really needed.
所以很多时候很多需要的东西没有办法得到。
My mother was a woman of simple, powerful faith.
我的母亲是一个很有信心的，很有那个很单纯信心的一个女人。
And I remember when I was just a little boy, my mother would teach us about faith through our needs.
所以我还记得很清楚，在我还是一个小男孩的时候，妈妈就教导我们，就是在我们的需要上有信心。
I remember one time our washing machine broke.
我记得有一次我们家的洗衣机坏了。
It was old, had broken down many times before.
这是一个很老的洗衣机，然后经常坏。
This time, it was done.
这一次呢，是彻底的坏掉了，没得修了。
With that many children in our family, that made life extremely difficult for my mother.
你要想想，家里有这么多的孩子，这个洗衣服是一件，不能，洗衣机坏了，这个洗衣服成了一件很难的事情。
My mother used a washboard and washed our clothes in the bathtub.
他那个时候就真的去拿一个洗衣板，然后就在这个澡盆里给我们洗衣服。
I remember seeing her on her knees, leaning over the bathtub, washing clothes on that board.
我还记得她就跪在那个澡盆旁边，在这个洗衣板上洗衣服。
But my mother had arthritis in her hand.
但是妈妈的手她有那个风湿关节炎。
And washing clothes that way made her hands hurt very badly.
所以她这样洗衣服，她的手是很痛的。
And I remember one time my mother got all of us children together and said, "We're going to pray about this need."
所以后来有一次呢，我妈妈就把我们弟兄姊妹几个都叫过来说，我们要为这件事情祷告。
I remember my mother sitting at a chair and we children kneeling on the floor around that chair.
我还记得很清楚，妈妈坐在一个椅子上，然后我们这一群孩子就跪在她的周围。
And my mother lifted her face and began to talk to God about her need.
然后这个时候，妈妈就扬起脸来，就是跟神讲到我们这个需要。
She began to say things like, "Lord, we really have a problem."
所以我记得那时候，她就说主啊，我们现在真的是有一个问题。
Our washing machine is broke and it can't be fixed.
然后洗衣机坏了，也没有办法修了。
And we don't have the money to buy a new one.
我们也没有钱去买一个新的。
We're not here at this place where my father worked. We're not here because we chose to be here.
我们在这里就是在就是我父亲在这里教书，然后我们生活在这里，这个不是我们自己的选择。
We're here because you sent us here.
我们在这里是因为你差我们到这里来。
And now, Lord, I need your help.
所以他就说，主啊，那现在我需要你的帮助。
I remember looking up and seeing tears running down my mother's face.
我还记得我当时看他的时候，我看到他的脸上有泪水。
And she asked God to give her a washing machine.And she said, "And I want a nice one."
他说，他就求神说给他一个洗衣机，而且他跟神说我要一个好的。
I guess if she wanted God to supply her needs, she didn't want Him to supply her junk that would break down again.
所以他就他在祷告的时候向神求的时候，他可不想要一个像跟神要一个又是一个破烂的东西，很快要坏掉的。
We as children looked at her and said, "Do you think God will really do that?"
然后我们小孩子就看着他说，你觉得神真的会给你一个很好的洗衣机吗？
But I saw it happen myself. 2 days later, a man called and said, "Could you use a washing machine?"
但是我自己亲眼看见神是怎么应许的。两天之后，就有一个男人给我妈打电话说，你们需要一个洗衣机吗？
He said, "I have a rental property, and there's an almost new washing machine there, and the people who are renting it have their own."
那我那个人说他有一个出租的房子，然后他的那个房子里的洗衣机是很新的一个，但是要来住的这一家人他们自己有自己的洗衣机。
And he said to her, "If you can use it, I'll give it to you, and I'll bring it to your house."
所以他就说，如果你需要的话，你能用的话，我把这个洗衣机就给你，而且我可以把它运到你家里来。
My mother got real excited about that.
我妈妈真的是很兴奋。
She began to cry and praise the Lord, and she got all of us kids together again.
她真的是流着眼泪，然后赞美神，然后又把我们几个聚集在一起。
And she said, "God has answered that prayer that we prayed."
她就跟我们说，神已经听了我们那次的祷告。
And God has provided us a nearly new washing machine.
神为我们预备了一个几乎是全新的洗衣机。
That washing machine worked for years.
那个洗衣机真的是很经用。
And time after time, I remember looking at that and thinking, God cared about our needs and supplied our needs.
很多时候我回想起这件事情的时候，我就认识到说神真的是顾念我们的需要，而且他会为我们预备。
That was a number of years ago, but I could tell you about many, many other times when God has proven that He's interested in me and my family, in you and your family, and our needs.
这件事情是发生在很多年前了，但是之后我可以告诉你，在我的生活，我自己的家里，在你的生活，你自己家里，神真的是关爱我们每一个人，他顾念我们每一个人的需要。
In Matthew chapter 10, verses 29 to 31, Jesus showed God's interest in detail.
那在马太福音第十章第二十九到三十一节，耶稣让我们看到神真的是顾念、看顾。
He said, "Two sparrows sell for just a few pennies, but they don't fall to the ground without God noticing."
他说，两个麻雀不是卖一分银子吗？就是没有多少钱。若是你们的父不许，一个也不能掉在地上。
He said, "The very hairs of our head are numbered."
他说，就是你们的头发也都被数过了。
Now some bald-headed people, it wouldn't have to count as much, would they?
那如果你头发没几根，可能也没有什么难事。
But if God cares about those little details, He cares about you.
但是如果神连这样一点点小事情都在意的话，说明他真的是在意你这个人。
I'm so glad God gave us these pictures of Himself through the ministry of Jesus.
我真的是很高兴能够借着耶稣在地上所做的事情，让我们能够看到神到底是一位什么样的神。
It encourages me to come to Him and trust Him and know that He can meet my needs.
让我心里满受鼓励，让我愿意到神面前来向他祈求，因为我知道他顾念我的需要。
Let me give you just one more picture that I think is very important.
那我再给你描述一幅图画，对我来说这是很重要的。
When I look at the life of Jesus, I see there the things that God is really passionate about.
当我看到耶稣的生活，看到他的所作所为的时候，我看到一些神真的是在意的事情。
In John 3:16, the most familiar verse in the New Testament, we get a little picture of this.
在约翰福音三章十六节，是我们每个人都非常熟悉的一节。
That verse says, "For God so loved the world."
讲到神爱世人。
That He gave His only begotten Son.
将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God was so passionate about that that he came in the person of Jesus to make salvation possible.
神这么的爱，就是这么的在意，以至于他愿意就是亲自以他的这个让他的独生子以耶稣的形象到我们当中来生活，让我们看到他。
There's a beautiful story in Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38.
马太福音第九章三十五到三十八节有一个很美的故事。
Jesus had been traveling through the countryside, preaching and teaching in their villages.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音。
He healed their sick people of their diseases.
又医治各样的病症。
And at one point he stops and looks out at this group of people.
然后他有一次他停下来，然后看到他面前那许多的人。
And he saw them fainting, that is, they were weak.
就看到说他们这个困苦流离。
He saw them scattered like sheep that don't have any shepherd.
就如同羊没有牧人一般。
And Jesus was moved with compassion toward them.
就怜悯他们。
He was passionate about needy people.
他这个心里真的是对他们充满了这个爱和同情。
And he said to his disciples, "The harvest is great, but the laborers are few."
所以他就对他的门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
I don't know what you think when you look at the masses of people today.
当你看到这个世上的众人的时候，我不知道你是怎么想的。
Coming down here, I saw people riding their bicycles. I saw many of them.
那我在来这儿的时候，我看到很多人在路上骑自行车。
I don't know if there was some kind of a bicycle event or what up around Hope Sound, but there were lots of them.
但就在 Hope Sound 那个地方，我不知道是不是有一个什么特殊的一个集会，反正有很多人骑着自行车。
And I thought to myself, maybe I ought to roll down my window and say to them, "Why don't you go to church instead of go to the bicycle event?"
那我就当时就是有点想说，把我的窗户摇下来说，你们为什么不去教会呢？干嘛要去这个自行车的什么集会呢？
Don't you know that the God of heaven who made everything and gives you your breath asks you to worship today?
你不知道那位造你的神，然后给你一切的神，想要你今天到教会去敬拜他吗？
But I'm afraid if I said that, I would come across to them as harsh and hard.
但是我很担心，我想我可能这么说的话，他们会觉得我是一个那个很指责的人。
I think if Jesus looked at those people, he would say, "Oh, if they only knew."
我想耶稣看到他们会想说，如果他们知道的话。
If they only knew how much I cared for them.
如果他们真知道说我是多么关心他们。
If they only knew that I could save them.
如果他们真的知道我可以来拯救他们。
If they only knew that I could meet that need in their heart that longs for something.
如果他们知道说我是那个能满足他们心里这个饥渴的人。
And today, I think God wants us to catch a glimpse of the passion that Jesus displayed.
神想让我们看到这个耶稣所展现的这个很深的爱和关怀，让我们能够看到。
In John chapter 4, verse 35, he says to his disciples, "Don't say it's 4 months till harvest."
这个约翰福音第四章三十五节讲到说，耶稣说，你们不要说到收割的时候还有四个月。
He said, "Lift up your eyes and look on the fields."
他说，我告诉你们，举目向田观看。
They're ready for harvest right now.
庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。
May I be very personal to you this morning?
我今天可以说这样对你说话吗？
I'm sure that you know many Chinese people here on the Treasure Coast.
我相信你知道，在南福州有很多中国人。
I'm sure that you know many who don't know Jesus.
我也相信你认识很多不信主的人。
I can't talk to those people because I can't speak Chinese.
我不会讲中文，我没有办法跟他们传。
But you can.
但是你们可以，你可以。
And I would like to challenge you this morning to listen to the great heart of God say, "Oh, look at the lost people."
所以我今天就想向你挑战说，想看到神的那个心意，神对你说话说，看那些世上的人。
I would challenge you this morning to think about the people back in communist China. Many of them don't have the opportunity to hear the gospel that we have this morning.
我也可以向你挑战，去想到那些在中国、在大陆还没有听到过福音，一直接受的是这个无神论教育的那些人。
And I think God wants us to feel the passion of His great heart. Oh, let's reach them.
神想让我们知道他的那个心意，他的那个心里的那个热情，那个渴望，让我们能够去把这些福音传给这些人。
God loved us enough that he came in the person of Jesus Christ to be our Savior.
神那么爱我们，以至于他愿意以耶稣的形象到我们当中。
He came to be present in every part of our lives.
来成为我们的救恩，在我们的生活的方方面面，他都。
And he chose to work through us to reach the people that are around us.
他也愿意选拣选我们，来使我们成为他的工具，来造福周围的人。
So today I've talked to you about the pictures of God that we see in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以我今天给你们讲的是让我们借着耶稣能够所看到的神的形象。
I've only begun to talk to you about this.
这仅仅是一个开始而已。
If you will read the Gospels, the Holy Spirit will teach you many things about himself through the life and ministry of Jesus.
如果你自己去读福音书的话，圣灵会借着这个圣经来向你展现他是什么样的一位神。
Because he is the very image of the invisible God.
因为耶稣是那不能看见之神的像。
What you see in this Bible,
你在这本圣经里所看到的
is God's revelation of himself to us.
是神对我们的启示，让把他自己启示给我们。
I challenge you to read it and study it, learn about God.
我邀请你来读，来学习，来更认识这位神。
If you will do that, you'll meet the most wonderful God that you could ever meet.
当你愿意这么做的时候，你会遇到那一位最美好的神。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福大家。